Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue studying some of the epistles and just to show how the Holy Spirit can use the epistles to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, Jesus. Turn me to Ephesians chapter 1. We talked on previous broadcasts from Psalm 51, how David said, create a clean heart within me. Hallelujah. And as you read the scriptures that the Holy Spirit wants you to speak into your life, you see how you start changing. So the first step is to go to, say, Ephesians and say, Father, show me the scriptures that you want me to confess into my life. And then you mark them, and then you say, Father, these scriptures that I'm saying are for me, my family, and whoever, and say, I'm going to use the term we, us, or are as I read these scriptures. And so, for example, it says the just shall live by faith. They say, we are just, we live by faith. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's just so important because the Holy Spirit wants to conform us to the image of Yeshua, as I said, and he can use the whole word, but especially the epistles. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. This is the Father. Hallelujah. So, see, he's already has chosen us to be holy without blame before him in love. But we got to allow him to do it. It can only happen by him doing it. Hallelujah. And bring these scriptures into our heart and confessing him. And cleansing us. Hallelujah. In verse 17, that the Father of Yeshua, the Father of all glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We need to know him. Hallelujah. In all his power. He's not some mystery. We need to know him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding. Now, it's a mystery as to his attributes, but not as to who he is. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints is, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us would who believe according to the working of his mighty power. He's working in us. As long as you allow him to, he'll work in us and conform us into the image of Yeshua, which he wrought in Yeshua when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Now, let's go to chapter 2, verse 6. And he has raised us up together that we might sit together in heavenly places in Yeshua. So, in verse 20 of chapter 1, it says Yeshua sits at his right hand in heavenly places. And verse 6 of chapter 2, we sit in heavenly places with him. So, read the next verse in chapter 1, verse 21. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. So we can confess this into our lives that, number one, we sit in heavenly places with Yeshua. And as a result, we're far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. And he has put all things under our feet. We need to say it. He's put all things under our feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church. Hallelujah. In chapter 2, verse 1, he has quickened us who are dead in trespasses and sins. So say that. He has quickened us who are dead in trespasses and sins. We didn't find him. He was never lost. He came to us. And if you read Ezekiel chapter 16, we were in an open field and Satan wanted to pounce on us. But Yeshua came to us and said, do you want to live? And we said, yes. So he quickened us. We were dead. We didn't make the decision. He quickened us. And he asked us the question, do you want to live? And we said, yes. He started the salvation process, and we need to allow him to complete it. Hallelujah. In verse 10, in verse 6, as we mentioned, chapter 2, he's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in him. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship. You need to confess this. We are Yeshua's workmanship created in him unto good works, which the Father has before ordained that we should walk in them. It's important that you confess these scriptures. So, you know, it'll build you up in the spirit and it'll transform your mind. Hallelujah. In verse 13, but now in Yeshua, who was sometimes far off, made nigh by the blood of Yeshua. He's talking about the Gentiles For he is our peace, who had broken, both made one and had broken down a wall of partition between us. Hallelujah. So he's broken that wall, for all can come to him. Hallelujah. In verse 20, chapter 3. And we have built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Yeshua himself being the chief cornerstone. And you need to confess that. We have built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Yeshua himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom we are building, fitly framed together, growing into the holy temple of Yeshua. So it's a process. Sanctification is a process, but we got to allow him to do so. Hallelujah. The way to get saved, I'll just give you a sample salvation prayer. So many people have a quick salvation prayer, but it's you really have to say, Father, I believe that Yeshua died for me. I repent of all my sins. We can't have salvation without repentance. Help me not to sin again. Come in and fill me with your spirit. I want you to mortify the deeds of my flesh. Conform me to the image of Yeshua. And so when you do that, you're starting that sanctification process and you're allowing the Holy Spirit to do his work. You're not fighting him. You're not arguing with him. You say, Father, do your work inside of me. Hallelujah. Verse 21, in whom we are a building fitly framed together, growing into the holy temple. As I mentioned, we're growing into the holy temple. Verse 21, in whom also we are built together for a habitation of the Father through his Spirit. He's building us up in him. We're getting strong and strong in the Spirit. See, so many people think that with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that, wow, you get power. But the real power is that we allow the Holy Ghost to come in us, and he starts mortifying the deeds of our flesh and conforming us into the image of Yeshua. And as we decrease, here comes the power. It's not like, speaking in tongues is very important, but he said you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, Yeshua said. And you shall be witnesses unto me, unto Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the othermost parts of the earth. You see, so the power comes when we decrease. We allow the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh in Hebrew, allow him to conform us and take that the flesh that is against him out of our lives, mortify them. Hallelujah. The deeds of our flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. So good. Let's just jump to chapter 6. We'll come back, but jump to chapter 6, verse 10. Father, my brethren, be strong in Yeshua and the power of his might. See, the only way we can be strong is his power inside of us. Put on the whole armor of the Father that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We need him every step of the way. We need him every second of the day. Paul mentioned, in him I both move and breathe and have our being. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He's saying, don't wrestle with the flesh and blood. Turn the flesh over to him. Turn the flesh over to him. Don't wrestle with it. Holy Spirit is such a master at conforming us into the image of Yeshua if we allow him to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Hallelujah. Wherefore, verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of the Father, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Just stand against the temptation. Remember, we read in Romans that if the same Spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead dwells in us, that same Spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead shall quicken us when temptation comes, when the enemy comes, when sin is trying to get in. Just allow the Holy Spirit to take over. Hallelujah. Satan doesn't want to deal with you, with the Holy Spirit. He wants to deal with us. Hallelujah. In verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. How can we walk in truth without the Holy Spirit helping us? Having on the breastplate of righteousness. We know we have a right standing with the Father through Yeshua, but how can we walk in righteousness without him? It's no accident. It's called the armor of the Father. Hallelujah. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have to be prepared through the word, allowing the word to change us. Remember, we talked about the tabernacle. Had the brazen altar outside, and the high priest would offer the sacrifice, but then he'd wash in the lava. And the lava is the type of the word, baptism, but also of the word. And it was like a looking glass there, so he can see himself. as he washed. And we can see ourselves in the Word. And we say, wow, man, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouths, it says in Ephesians. Oh, man, I'm giving place to the enemy. I need to be careful. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. These things that the Father wants us to meditate on and speak into our lives. Hallelujah. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Again, we know that the greater one lives within us. Hallelujah. And take the helmet of salvation, knowing that he is sanctifying us and he's having his way in our lives. So many people just, you want a prosperity message or, like I said, kingdom now message, where we are going to set up a kingdom here on the earth before Yeshua comes back and we're going to rule the government. That's terrible. That's demonic. We need to humble ourselves. We need the Father every day. Hallelujah. And verse 18, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. It can only happen with the Father praying for us. Sometimes in another language, but he gives us, puts on our heart what we need to pray for, who we need to pray for. And as for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the gospel, mystery of the gospel. So it's only the Holy Spirit can give us that boldness. So we'll continue tomorrow, but let's go to him in prayer right now. Put your hand on a radio, or if you can't, just listen and agree with me in prayer. Father, I thank you for this message. I thank you, Father, that you use the epistles. You can use the whole word, but especially use the epistles to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. And we want that so badly, Father. And Father, these people need healing and deliverance too. Father, I hear you to touch them. Give them miracles today, Father. Hallelujah. Move on them right now. And we decree miracles. Transformation miracles, miracles, surprise miracles. Just do it, Father. And I'm asking you to do it in the mighty name of Yeshua. And I'm believing. Receive your miracle today in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. If I can help you, 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org. And about 250 prophetic messages. Just click on messages. I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons. Talks about the feast of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And my second book is Noon. It's actually every one of the feasts that are mentioned in the Bible. Yeshua has confirmed them or will confirm them. He's everything major that he did on a feast day, or he will on the remaining 3 feasts in the 4 feasts. It's just a powerful study from the books, and everything major in the Word happened on a feast day too. Jericho came down on a feast day. I can show you from the feast when Yeshua was born, when he died, when he rose, when he was circumcised. It's just a powerful book, Noon especially. And in my book Noon, I also talk about the different months of the year on Yeshua's calendar that are mentioned in the Word, and he wants to repeat those things. So you need to use that with my website on a biblical calendar and find when each month of the year begins and ends on a Gregorian calendar. And it just claim those blessings. And also, the certain hours in the day when the Father really, really blesses and wants to repeat those blessings. And that's in my book, Noon, too. You need to know that. There's an hour. He can heal anytime, but there's a certain hour. There's healing anointing is greater than any other hour. And then my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, explaining the Trinity. And you get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. Tatepublishing.com. You click on books, do a search Henry Space Walker, and you scroll down and see my books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's even got more scriptures. And you can download Noon and Mystifying the Trinity right there and there at a reduced price. And you get all these books at a reduced price on a quantity basis through me. Hallelujah. And don't forget, we have our broadcast on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it in the a.m. And also, you can go on demand and go back to any broadcast. And God's timing is everything. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles with Apostle Ronald Solly, September the 19th at 7 p.m. It's free admission. This life-changing crusade will be held at the Palm Beach County